What are your impressions of Western New York in the time that you've been here so far?
Well, it's funny because when I first got back to the States, because I'm currently stationed in Korea, we went to New York City. And while, like, you know, New York City was very exciting, coming here to Buffalo and having that kind of, like, very intimate community vibe has been fantastic. Like, the architecture here is great. The people have been great. Just wandering around the city and just, like, meeting everybody. I have so much goodness to say about Buffalo, and I definitely will be back.
So you're stationed in Korea, you said? Whereabouts?
In Pyeongtaek, so Camp Humphreys, which is about maybe an hour south of Seoul. I'm a public affairs officer there at U.S. Forces Korea, and I currently am the plans officer. So when you think about strategic communications, that's what I'm doing. Previous assignment was working for that special operations group I mentioned, and I was their public affairs officer.
How is it that you find your way here in Western New York for this commencement speech?
So the president of DeYouville College reached out to me kind of following the Thai cave rescue and the successful mission of rescuing those 12 boys and their soccer coach almost a year ago. So DeYouville's core values, that's what they were kind of exhibited, I guess, when I was on television. And they reached out and said, hey, we try to teach that to our students here, and we would love for you to come and be our commencement speaker. So I find myself here in New York to be able to speak to the students about my story.
Let's talk about that adventure. It's soccer club, a little bonding exercise, finds himself caught in a cave with tight squeezes, it's dark, there's water, it's a drowning risk. It took some know-how to come together to get them out one by one safely.
It absolutely did. And I think what was really wonderful at the time, I was working for a special operations group. And when I think about, you know, those, like, brothers and sisters of arms, like, they were so talented when you think about problem solving. Not only did they have the skill set for confined space operations, rope operations, the ability to dive, but, like, that command and control, which I think is the bread and butter when it comes to military. So when we were asked by the government of Thailand to come in and support them on this rescue mission, we were able to work side by side with them. And I think that's what we saw, was that collaboration, and that was the secret to the success there.
What specifically did you do?
So I was the U.S. government spokesperson for the event, and you think, wow, how did that come to be? Well, as a public affairs officer, think of me as a publicist. So instead of my client being a celebrity, my client is, like, the unit I'm working for, or, like, the U.S. military. They also need representation when it comes to those kind of events. However, the ambassador and State Department kind of viewed, like, the coverage of the news prior to when the boys were discovered, and they said, wow, like, this is going to be our spokesperson. So I kind of elevated from being just, like, the unit's public affairs officer to the spokesperson talking about the U.S. effort there.
So it was a great responsibility then to be there to share the information, because this was a story that the whole world was watching.
It definitely was. And I think one of the things, when you think of a crisis, a lot of people in my career field, they can go, like, their entire careers and never have a similar opportunity, because crisis, you can't, it's unpredictable. We train all the time, we have exercises, but a crisis is something that you will just find yourself in. And hopefully, you know, through your training and through your just willingness to have a little bit of courage, you're able to perform in that. And I found that it was probably one of the most difficult professional experiences, but as well as one of the most rewarding. Like, the people there, the entire experience, it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.